keep from doing that.
Yes, goodness. Where did you get that old, let's see, where did that old-time storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it?
In his head, past 5 years or so.
Oh, if someone is mumbling and you can't understand what they say, you'll say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
He got a chicken bone stuck in his
mouth. Throat.
You wear a tie around your neck. What do you call the little part of the neck right here that bothers you when you put your tie on? What's that little thing?
Swallow there.
Mm-hmm. What's the name? What do you call that little thing?
The gold fetcher.
When you go to the dentist, he has to look at your
teeth.
Have you got your own teeth now?
No, ma'am.
Who pulls your teeth?
Dr. Wood. I mean,
did you ever go to Dr. Wood?
Long time ago, yes. Long time ago.
I did too. The flesh part around your teeth, what do you call that?
Gum.
Now, a part of your hand, you say you can hold a little baby bird in the
right hand.
But what part of your hand?
Pant of your hand.
In the what?
Pant of your hand.
If you get mad, you'll double up your
fist.
If you double up two fists, you double up
two fists.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to fight, you know.
How long has it been since you had a fight, Nance?
No, ma'am. I've been lucky in my day.
Good. A place where you bend your fingers or bend your knees or hands, you call them your what in your body?
My joints.
Mm-hmm. The upper part of your body is the man's what?
Just breath up there.
When you measure the height of a horse, you measure it in how many what high?
You mean the feet? I mean.
No, I don't think they do.
No.
They measure a horse in hands.
Yeah.
So many hands high. The pain ran from my heel all the way up my.
To my knees.
Yeah, all the way up your what?
Knees.
But what did you have to go through to get to your knees?
With your foot and
foot and up your
picked up your leg.
Mm-hmm. This man said I stumbled over a box in the dark and I bruised my
foot, leg or something.
What do you call this part of your foot?
Ankle.
Okay. Let's see. The back part of your thigh. Back through here.
Your thigh.
Someone's been sick a while. He's up and about now, but he still looks kind of
pitiful, like what you might say.
A person who can lift heavy weights. We say, what? How do we describe that person? He's big and?
He's big and strong.
Mm-hmm. Any other words?
He's able to do it a lot.
Someone who's real easy to get along with. How do we describe him?
Well, he's mighty easy to get along with, I could say.
Oh.